Let's sing that chorus, Brother Paul, shall we? If you need the words, it's page 39 in the White Camp book. Let's sing the chorus.
And I love him. Yes, I love him.
First verse.
When Jesus sought me and found me, I was way down deep in sin. He called me forevermore his own. Now he has given a fountain of sweetness within. He's the best friend that I have ever known. Now I love him. Yes, I love him.
Here for the youth retreat, sing the second verse for us, okay? Let's sing it. Let's hear you.
And all the joy that is waiting in the soul that trusts in him, trust all it has to him alone. He will not fail it, nor let it be thrust away from him. He's the best friend that I have ever known.
All together on the chorus.
And I love him. Yes, I love him. He's the best friend that I have ever known. Oh, I love him. Yes, I love him. He's the best friend that I have ever known.
Now let's all sing the third verse together.
Soon in his glory I'll see him coming down from heaven above, coming to take his loved ones home. So I'll keep shouting his praises and singing of his love. He's the best friend that I have ever known. And I love him. Yes, I love him. He's the best friend that I have ever known. Now I love him. Yes, I love him. He's the best friend that I have ever known.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord Jesus. I praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I worship you. Every time I come up to Pilgrim Camp, this first night, I always get my list of announcements, and it always says to welcome the new guests, and I'm usually the new guest, because I'm the first one. I've only been on the grounds for a few hours, but I've been here for a week, so now I can officially welcome the new guests. I'm an old-timer. I'm a holdover from last period. For those of you who are expecting to hear Brother Ernie, I apologize. The Lord had other plans. But I trust that you're not here just simply to hear a particular minister or a particular individual. I trust that you have come to hear from Jesus. You've come to hear from the Lord. You've come to meet him. We love him. That's why we're here. We've come to worship him. And then to see what he'll do for us. Because we never worship but that he does not meet us and perform his work in our lives. And so focus on him this weekend. You're going to have a great time. I know you got some great things planned. I think you've probably already had some fun already. At least if what I've heard is any indication of how things are going. But remember your focus. Your focus is to meet with Jesus and to hear from him and have him speak something into your heart, into your soul. Because if he does that, then this weekend will truly be worthwhile. Then all the other, although it's great, will just be window dressing. The real substance is what the Lord is going to do for us this weekend. And so welcome. Have a marvelous time. Have a great time. And remember why you're here. You're here to meet with Jesus. That's why he brought you, because he wants to meet with you. You think you want to meet with him? He wants to meet with you so much more. So much more. So I would like us to sing one more song. Is that okay? So nice to see you. I feel like I just have to speak so far. We had a smaller group last week, but now I have to really project, and it's great. It's great to see you, and let's hear some more good singing. Let's sing also in our white book, page 89, My Faith Has Found a Resting Place. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. I'm going to talk a little bit about our foundation tonight, so let's sing it. Brother Paul? Sing the first verse all together. Ready?
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living one. His words for me shall plead. I need no other argument. I need no other plea.
The second verse, ladies.
Enough for me that Jesus saves this ends all fear and doubt. A sinful soul I go to him, he'll never cast me out.
All together.
I need no other argument.
Third, all the fellas.
My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood.
All together.
I need no other argument. I need no other plea.
Fourth verse all together. When we come to the chorus, all the music's going to stop and we're just going to sing it a cappella. I hear some beautiful harmonies. Sing your parts and then we'll sing the chorus again with all of the music. Okay? You got that, musicians? All right, I'll help you follow the conductor. All right, let's sing all together.
My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. For me his precious for me his life he gave.
Now just the voices.
I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me.
With the chord a little slower.
I need no other. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me.
Let's just take take a few moments and thank him. Shall we?
Thank him for dying for you. Thank you for this foundation that our faith is built upon. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, tonight that we do not follow cunningly devised fables. We don't just follow a nice idea, a good philosophy, something that sounds good. Maybe we just haven't found anything else. But we thank you that our faith in you is based on a solid rock. We thank you that our faith is built on solidity. It's not just wishful thinking. We need no other argument. We need no other plea. We know that Jesus died. We know that he rose again. We know that he has ascended back to the Father, and that's enough for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this reality. We pray, Lord, if there is anyone here who does not know that reality in their lives, I ask that you will open their hearts over this weekend. And I pray that the King of Glory will come in. I ask, Lord, for each one who is here that does know you, I ask that you will draw them more deeply after yourself. I pray that they will enter into a closer fellowship with you, more abandoned, more just, they'll know you better when they leave this place. And as we go back into the world, people will see us and they will know that we have been with Jesus. We ask that this will be our portion. In Jesus' name, amen. We only have a few moments tonight, a little short service, because I know some of you want to go back to the village. And of course, the staff is looking forward anxiously to their time here with Brother Isaac for their staff meeting. I've heard he's got a trick up his sleeve. No pressure, Brother Isaac.